Last year, Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones presented to the state legislature her agency's part in the governor's public safety budget for the 2018 legislative session. Taking up most of the public safety budget, the prison chief asked for millions to cover the cost of lawsuit settlements, maintenance repairs, additional staff, and mental health services. But after the legislative session, Jones said her agency had to make some major adjustments to make up for more than $50 million budget shortfall, mostly to take care of rising health care costs.
This keeps us in line with national standards and our constitutional responsibilities.
That's Jones speaking during the past legislative session about how providing health care to all inmates is a requirement by law, and she said as much during a May release of the prison's budget overview. Secretary Jones did not want to sit down for an interview at this time, and an agency spokesman referred to the overview instead. In it, prison officials describe why reducing reentry programming and substance abuse treatment for inmates and offenders was, quote, a necessary last resort. And the overview states the rising health care costs have not helped. Some top officials, including Governor Rick Scott, have expressed their disappointment over this turn of events.
In my budget, I've asked for, over the last eight budgets, I think it's almost $400 million more than what the legislature has funded. The process is I get to propose a budget, and then the legislature decides what they're going to put into it. The Department of Correction is working hard. Our recidivism rate is down. As you know, our crime rate is down. I'm disappointed the legislature didn't fund all of it.
You know, the time to blame, that's gone by. You know, the time to take action is now. You know, the imploding of the Department of Corrections is an emergency facing the state of Florida, and it's time for him to take action.
That's Thomas Griffin, the CEO of Transition House. It's one of the transition programs around the state that lost more than $1 million in funding due to cuts made by the Department of Corrections to make up for the shortfall. Griffin says it's time for the state's leaders to step up and take responsibility for what happened during the session.
The House of Representatives passed the original budget, which included all the money. The Senate, you know, passed a budget that did not include health care coverage for inmates. But then that went back to the House, and the House did ratify that budget. Then that budget then went to the governor, and the governor accepted it. And, you know, it's time to, you know, take the responsibility that, you know, a mistake was made and an oversight took place, and it's time to correct that. Because currently, as we sit here right now, the governor has $3 billion in what's called a rainy day fund that he can use to, at his discretion, to, you know, address emergencies that may arise in the state of Florida.
Some lawmakers have been working behind the scenes in search of a short-term solution with no luck so far. Meanwhile, a panel of Florida lawmakers met recently to discuss some additional changes they'd like to make to the budget. That includes funds for election security, medical marijuana, and homeless programs. It even includes more than $9 million in funding to pay to treat inmates with STDs. But missing from the Joint Legislative Budget Committee's agenda is how to address the prison agency's budget shortfall. Incoming Senate President Bill Galvano is a member of that panel. He says his hope is to take care of that issue next year.
Well, I think that's more of a next session budget issue. It wasn't a matter of just being able to reauthorize funds. And that when the contract was renewed and those fundings for those programs fell out, that was something that now had to get kicked into the next fiscal year.
For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.